through a range of laws and broken treaties, the U.S. government appropriated tens of millions of acres of Native American land. In recent years, a growing movement to reclaim what was once theirs has begun to form around the slogan, Land Back.
From the city to the res, yeah. I say motherfucker fed, yeah. All the politics they spread, yeah.
Get your land back.
From the city to the res, yeah. I say motherfucker fed, yeah.
What up, Thug Life?
All the politics they spread, yeah.
Turtle Island.
Burn the White House painted red, yeah.
I ballot for my natives, trying to make it out of poverty and do it for the babies. I came up here from the prairies. Gotta show them pain ain't the only thing we carry. I'm a visionary and my blood hereditary. From the city, cause they stole my grandma from her home. I speak the truth, if you ain't here for it, then run along. And fuck colonialism, boy, that's just what I'm on. I get the messages and I put them into a song. Stolen land is stolen generations. From the city to the reservations.
From the city to the res, yeah. I say motherfucker fed, yeah. All the politics they spread, yeah.
The United States has really desired American Indian lands since the very beginning. Every 20 to 30 years, there's a new strategy. At first, it was, let's write treaties with them and put them on reservations on lands that we don't want.
We recognize you own 10 million acres of land, and it's your reservation, your land forever.
And then later on, it became, well, now they have too much land.
How about you reduce your land to 2 million acres?
Well, you know, we still need more land for settlers, for Americans to
be displaced by other people who, because it's convenient and because U.S. policy lets it happen, can take over someone else's neighborhood, can take over someone else's house, can take over someone else's resources.
So the federal policy has always been to diminish the tribal land base.
I think the distinction